What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. And I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about how do narcissists feel when you reach out to their friends or family? Their friends and family. When you expose them to their friends and family. I know I've done a few episodes on exposing overall, but specifically to the friends and family, I haven't done that just yet. So before we get deep into today's episode, y'all, make sure you join my newsletter. My kids book is finished. People who have the newsletter or who are on the newsletter are going to get a sneak peek at it here coming pretty soon. The link's in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Check it out. My kids book newsletter. Oh yeah. I'm excited. Y'all. It's going to have a lot of people. And me and my wife co-wrote the book. So my wife is, I wanted some input from her. She got it. She had a book. super thankful, y'all. Oh, I feel so good. I feel so good today.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But yeah, how do narcissists feel when you expose them to their friends and family? Yeah, first of all, some narcissists like to keep you separate from their friends and family. That's just a fact of the matter. That's just what happens a lot of times, y'all. That narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, wants to keep you separated from their friends and or family because they feel empowered. It can be just as simple as that. They want to control the narrative. They want to keep you separate because, you know, they don't want to fully commit to you, or they want to hide you. They don't want to fully commit to you, and or they don't want their friends and family to have any kind of input on y'all's life. So sometimes they'll keep you separate on purpose. I tell this to people all the time, y'all, that meeting the family too fast is a red flag. But also not meeting the family and friends, or them keeping you separated from the family and friends, is red flaggy behavior as well, and whatnot. But if you decide to expose that narcissistic person to their friends and family members, just be prepared, y'all. Just be prepared, because that narcissistic person is going to see that as probably one of the ultimate betrayals that you could ever do to them. Narcissistic injury, narcissistic anger, rage, all this. You might get a damn volcanic narcissistic. You might get Mount Vesuvius narcissism. They're going to explode. They just are. They like, y'all, a lot of times if you reach out, hey, I called your mom and told her what you did. I called your dad and told him what you did. Yeah, y'all, you ever seen a flame breathing dragon? You're about to. Because they're going to feel that's one of the biggest signs of betrayal that you could do. Like, not only did you expose me, you exposed me to my inner circle. You did. And here's the kicker, y'all. Sometimes the family and friends already know that narcissist is abusive or toxic as hell. Sometimes they already know. I watched a girl the other day post a video on Facebook about her brother being a girl posted a video on Facebook. Not on Facebook, on TikTok. About her brother being the most kind, loving soul that she had known. And then another woman saw that video and she's like, your brother just got out of jail for trying to take my life. And you are here trying to proposition him for more women. She's like, you are sick. You're a horrible person. And then the other girl said, I'm just a little sister, a big sister that loves my brother. Sorry about what you went through. She knows her brother's abusive. She knows her brother's toxic. She knows her brother's dangerous. And she tried to proposition him. He's a big, handsome dude, too. If handsome dude, I'm like, oh, Lord, my brother's most kindest soul I know. And then people in the comment section are like, oh, is he single? Is he single? And that woman's video, his ex's video, just happened to go viral. And people saw it. And the other girl, the sister, shut the comments off, you know, because she's trying to get somebody's life can get taken because your sister don't want to hold him accountable. So sometimes the narcissist's friends and family already know who they are, y'all. Just be real. They enable the behaviors. They are okay with that narcissist being narcissistic to you, because sometimes you take the pressure away from them. I know it sounds horrible, but sometimes in the family members' dynamics, as long as the narcissist is treating you badly, you take some of that from them. So they happy to keep you around. They happy to keep you in the picture, because now you're in the middle of everything. Now you kind of become like a segue for the abusive toxic behavior. You see what I'm saying? Now you like the middleman of abuse. You see what I'm saying? You filter out the abuse. Like, a lot of the abuse goes to you and they get less. You see what I'm saying? So yeah, but that narcissist, they're going to be angry as hell, y'all. Just be, if you're going to expose them to their friends and family, y'all, think about this, y'all. This is their friends and family. Don't expect them to be on your side. Sometimes will they be on your side? Yeah, sometimes. But most times, y'all, realize that this is their inner circle. This is their friends and family. Don't get your hopes up that they're going to be on your side, because sometimes they're going to go back and tell that narcissist and they're going to put you in danger, because they don't believe, some of them don't believe you, and they going to take the narcissist's side anyway. So they're going to put you in danger. You're going to end up getting hurt. So I just feel like sometimes you have to be very careful in what you share, because once you cause that narcissist, the possible narcissistic injury, once you out them to their friends and family, they're going to come for you. They're going to try to make your life harder. A lot of times the narcissist already views you as an enemy, damn near as an enemy combatant. Like, you're already my enemy, but now you just became my bigger enemy, because now you exposed me, because now you embarrassed me. Now you brought shame to me for my friends and family who I might have been trying to impress. So now I am feeling the rage and fury of 1,000 narcissists. It's all bottled up into me right now. You know what I mean? That's one of the worst things you can do. I'm not telling you to not expose them. I'm telling you to be careful. I'm telling you to be safe, because this could be the final straw to make that narcissistic person snap. I'm not trying to, y'all, trust me, believe me. I'm the narcissist you can believe. I'm just trying to make it safe for you. Like, because I don't want to scare you. I'm not trying to fear monger. I'm not trying to tell you to be quiet and keep your abuse a secret. I'm saying, if you decide to share your story, you decide to expose this person, just be careful, because they can hurt you. They can try to hurt you. Let's be realistic. They can try to hurt you because you embarrassed them. They can try to make your life, if you're trying to co-parent with this person, but especially if y'all are not in a relationship together, and you're trying to co-parent with this person, you're trying to make it work with this person, you're trying to have a good dynamic with this person, they're going to make it harder. Now you just made everything harder, because now you hurt me. Now I feel like I have to match your energy. You hurt me, so now I need to hurt you. You did this to me, so now I need to do this to you. How dare you? It's kind of like, that's the mindset. How dare you do this to me? How dare you bring this? How dare you bring this up? How dare you do this? You do this mental stuff. You know what I mean? How dare you expose me? They want you to keep the abuse a secret, y'all. They want you, the narcissist in our minds, we want you to keep the toxicity a secret, because we know what we're doing wrong. That's what, y'all, if we didn't know, we wouldn't mind you telling people what was going on. You know, I'm a private person. I like to keep things a secret. Y'all, could that be true? Could they be a private person? You could be a private person, you know, but do you want to keep the abuse secret? If they putting their hands on you and they beating your ass, is that privacy, or is they trying to hide? Is they keeping things, like, trying to protect somebody? You see what I'm saying? Like, the mind of the narcissist, when you expose them to their friends and family, they feel like, this is the crazy thing about it is, if they feel like now, if I got exposed to my friends and family, I feel like, if I don't feel comfortable around their friends and family anymore, I will cut them off now, because they know who I am. I will either cut them off, or I would stop talking to them and dealing with them as much. You know what I mean? I would stop talking to them. I would stop dealing with them. I was be around them less because now I'm embarrassed. Now I'm ashamed. There's so much stuff running through my system that now I don't know how to deal with. I don't know how to process it. So it's a lot of things right here, y'all, in these scenarios, in these situations. So be very careful, y'all, when you're dealing with these narcissistic people. And I know I know why a lot of people reach out to their friends and family, because you want this person to get better. You want help for this person. You want this person to live a better life. So I understand why you are reaching out to this person. I understand why you're reaching out to their friends and family, because you want this person to get help. And like, if they're not listening to you, you think, who will they listen to? Maybe they listen to their mom. Maybe they listen to their dad. Maybe they listen to their sister or their brother or their best friend, their college roommate. Maybe they'll listen to these people. Since they're not interested in listening to me, maybe they'll listen to these other people. So I understand the mindset, y'all. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But you have to be careful and protect your peace and protect yourself, because that narcissistic person, once you cause the injury, not only will they cut those other people off, they might cut off you. They might discard you. But don't use, I know, like, leave. I know people are going to be like, well, leak, that's all I needed to hear. I'm definitely going to expose them now, because I want this person to leave me alone. I want this person to go away. Yeah. Could they make them leave you alone, embarrassing them in front of their friends and family? Yeah, possibly. But it could also cause them to get super angry, y'all. So just be very wary, because some people don't handle shame very well. A lot of people don't handle shame. A lot of people don't handle rejection. A lot of people don't handle it very well. It will end up lashing out at you, taking it out on you, so to speak. Not so to speak, taking it out on you, definitely taking it out on you. So protect your peace, protect yourself, and keep moving forward, everything, y'all. Because if you don't, I'm just telling you, the world looks a lot different when you don't take care of yourself. when you're not protecting your peace, when you're not protecting yourself, the world looks a lot different. You know, just be safe. Like I said, narcissistic person, they could snap. They could give you the silent treatment. They could rage out on you. They could try to hold you accountable. They could try to explain things. They could try to expose you to your friends and family. They could try to match your energy in that situation, in that scenario right there, y'all. So you have to be prepared for that as well, because that can happen too. So just be prepared, y'all. Be prepared to pivot. You know what I mean? Be prepared to pivot. Anyways, y'all, thank you for tuning in to another episode. If you don't know already, my live show comes this next Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's called Waving the Red Flag with Lee Hammack. I have a producer working on me, Jessica Montez. We're going to be putting this together 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter as well. If you want to come on the show, send your red flag story or, you know, to wavingtheredflag@gmail.com. wavingtheredflagshow@gmail.com, y'all. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people, to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during the toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel membership to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you. Thanks.